I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I remember as a child when recess would take place during school. My class would go out to the athletic field and playground, and we would play the game kickball. The first thing we did was to pick two captains, and then they would take turns picking who they would want on their team. I think early on, all my classmates were hoping that they would not be the last pick. The last pick was one who was the least talented kickball player. To be honest, most of the time I was picked toward the last few, and even a couple of times, the last one picked. I honestly felt that I was picked last not because of my lack of talent as a kickball aficionado, but I was chosen last because I was not the most popular person to those who were doing the picking. Here's the reality of the good news of Jesus. Are you ready for it? You are chosen by God, highly favored, loved lavishly by the God who made you in His image. Listen to this. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Did you hear the Apostle Paul's words? God loved us and chose us in Christ. You were first picked, chosen by God to be on His team. Why? Not because you were the most popular or the most talented. No, it was because God loves you. He wants you to be holy and without fault in His eyes. How does that happen? Not by your efforts or works or activities. It happened by what Jesus did for us on the cross and by indwelling in us. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Romans 5, verses 8 through 11. How do you show your friendship to God? I think it is by being faithful. It is by pursuing my relationship with God through Jesus. I want to hear Him when He speaks. I want to listen when He reveals His truth. I want to obey when He tells me a command to obey. I want to rest in the silence of His holy presence. I want God to know that in the tough times, that He can strengthen me so that I will come through for Him. He can count on me as His friend. Can God count on you as His friend? Jesus wants to tell you everything the Father told Him. God wants to bear fruit that brings honor and praise to God. This is done by the love of God. Take time to draw near to God and let Him know that you are His friend. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.